This is Radio Labour.
The government of Rafael Correa in Ecuador has a reputation as being left-wing and socially progressive, but you wouldn't know that by the way it treats labor unionists in the country. Recently, it has jailed three labor activists, including Carlos Figueroa, the former leader of an organization affiliated to Public Services International, and Mary Zamora, the former head of the National Union of Teachers, an affiliate of Education International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public employee unions at the world level. Education International is the labor body which represents teachers and other education workers globally. I talked to Sandra Vermouten about Ecuador. Ms. Vermouten is the Equality and Rights Officer for the PSI. I asked her to describe the situation for unionists in Ecuador.
Well, Mark, first of all, we have to remind ourselves that Ecuador is a country with one of the lowest trade union affiliation rates, membership rates in the world. Only 3% of the workforce is affiliated to a trade union. And it's no wonder that the strongest unions in Ecuador are in the public sector. And this is why public sector unions have been under such strong attack, because they're basically the strongest unions in the country. Unfortunately, already since 2007, there's been a policy of aggression towards union members. Almost 200,000 public service workers have been dismissed. And a vast number of workers in a range of public services have been put on short-term and precarious contracts. So, of course, this has a strong impact also on the union membership. What we see is that yellow unions have been on the rise. Well, the government has been implementing different types of labor reforms, public service reforms, but also judicial reform. It claims to implement these reforms in dialogue or in negotiation with the social partners, but actually it's just pushing unilateral decisions through.
I've heard that there have been arrests of labor activists. Is that true?
Yes, there's been arrests of labor leaders from different unions, but most of them from the public service unions, both from PSI's affiliates, from the health workers union, but also from the education workers union. The charges range from terrorist acts to hacking of the president's internet accounts. Other accusations are linked to defamation suits of the president. So the accusations are not linked to the actual trade union activities of these people, but the prosecutor tends to use criminal accusations.
What can unions and their members do to help the workers of Ecuador?
Well, first of all, I mean, to get to know the situation better, I mean, what is actually happening in Ecuador? And of course, we're in favor of left-wing governments in South America, but not when they behave like right-wing governments and are using tools of repression. We want more people to know about what's actually going on in Ecuador. We want President Correa to know that the world is watching and that we won't stand for this repression.
This is Mark Belanger at Radio Labour.